Okay, I'm back. I'm back. And today, looking at my watch, it's telling me in this side of the world, it is 8:48 in the morning, Pacific time, March 8th. And that's technically a Thursday on planet Earth. So what do you think about the new name, right, of my new project? Temporary Earthling. You're probably asking, what the fuck is that? Temporary? No. Excuse me. I have a dog who likes to eat turkey poops. So I had to yank him out. Disgusting. That's disgusting, Max. Mmm, delicious. Anyways, that's why, right? Right there, temporary. I like to believe, you know, if we really do get another chance and we come back, we get to try a different planet, right? I know the science is showing there's thousands of them, maybe millions of other planets that are out in our infinite universe. Very, very far away, right? Physically getting there, I'm not too sure, but there's some kind of interdimensional trick or whatever it is when we move on. It'd be cool to try out a different planet. You know, you wouldn't know, I guess, if you don't remember, but that's where the name comes from. As I kind of ramble on over the hills on the orange packed earth of the trails that are all behind my house that lead into the Cleveland National Forest, which is this beautiful preserve that contains the Cuyamaca Mountain Range and Lake Laguna and all these beautiful places in San Diego County where you can get back to nature. Back to the way things have always been. Like around us, we have these huge boulders, these just random boulders that are like the size of trucks. Some of them are even as big as houses. And they're just like, you know, they'll just be randomly anywhere. And now it's pretty mountainous and hilly everywhere. So there are very few flats. So you're always walking up and down. It's all kind of like the ground is scrunched up. But you just find these giant, massive stones that are, you know, not attached to bedrock or anything. Just they landed here. And, you know, there's this belief that glaciers brought them here, or earthquakes, or you know, earth changes. Which, you know, I can understand that, but I'm not saying aliens did it or anything like that. But we have no proof that they didn't. But no, still, stay with me here, right? Because however they got here, they're here. Like, something with amazing force put them there. And, like, I have this mountain that I'm looking at right now. It's right in front of me at the end of the street, and there's just all these big boulders. The whole thing looks like a pile of boulders. And some of them are precariously hanging. You know, I know there's nothing underneath. And there's enough of a shake, those things come rolling down. So really, it's just like, they're like tumbling pebbles. And we're just really small. Right? You know, can you tell I'm stoned? I just sound like a stone person. Because I am, mostly. But, you know, seriously, it's quite amazing. And when you start to see these things, there has to be an explanation for it, right? That didn't just automatically happen. But it's just so random, and most people don't even notice it or think about it. But you think about, like, what kind of force put this thing here? You know, we've got this huge piece of granite behind my house, like this giant rock. You know, it must weigh 10, 15 tons, maybe more, you know, and there's no other rocks around it anywhere. And I know they didn't put it here when they built these houses. It's just there, right? So something with force put it there. And it's just amazing. Like, the earth and nature and the universe has so much force, and we don't really see it that often, for the most part. And from our perspective of time, you know, everything just sits there in the natural world. You know, trees grow and plants change, but the rocks and stuff, the formations, outside of an occasional earthquake, which, you know, earthquakes are still pretty rare. They happen all over, but, you know, it's not like everyone experiences them. I would say it's a minority of people who have actually been in an earthquake. You know, but out here, it's fairly common. The earth shakes. It's alive. You know, when I lived in the Northeast, I mean, the entire time I was there, maybe one earth, little tremor I experienced. But here, it's more common. And, you know, so you get the understanding the earth is alive. It is under your feet. You know, it's the whole thing. It's a macrocosm of activity. Incredible, right? I'm not making any sense. But really, that's what this project is going to be for the most part. You know, when I go on a walk or go on a trail, I'm just going to talk through some thoughts here. And that's just a real foundational one. I have some other things I want to talk about, like the projects I'm going to be working on and some creative ideas. And I'm kind of at a break right now. I spent all last year printmaking, and I made just this massive collection of prints, oh, several hundred, maybe even 1,000 prints. You know, I carved, I think, 50 or 60 different plates and did a whole series. And if you follow me anywhere socially or go to adamtinkoff.com, you'll see some of the stuff I worked on, and I draw and stuff like that and do all this creative stuff. But right now I'm in a creative break because I'm thinking about, I'm going to try something new. You know, that's one kind of cool thing, is just because you define yourself as doing one thing doesn't mean you have to keep doing that thing. You can still do it, but you could do other things too. And this is like one of those times for me, and I am looking at other things. And like, one of the things I want to get back to is shooting video, maybe, or, you know, doing something like that. More of the YouTube stuff, which I really do love doing. But I just want to do it in a way that is not too time consuming because of all the other stuff that I do in life and work. You know what that's like when you balance, you know, your professional life with your personal creative life, which has to be balanced in a way, or imbalanced, maybe managed. Managed is a better word, right? You never really balance anything. So it's just being aware of it and doing the things you have to do so nothing gets too terribly out of alignment. You know, when life gets out of alignment and all of a sudden it takes over everything. I'm sure you've been there, right? I have a few times. But when it's all in alignment, it's great, right? You can think about the big rocks that are randomly everywhere. And who put them there? Or how did it get there? Maybe it's not a who, but what? Or even from a scientific perspective, if it's just purely physics, that's amazing. What energy did that? I want to know about that. And we'll figure it out. At least I will. And you'll listen. So if you do enjoy this, let me know. This is the kind of non-formal, informal rambling format. If not, you know, you don't have to listen. I won't take it personally, but I do appreciate that you took some time, because if you're still listening after a long call like this, God bless. And be well. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.